Our next topic of discussion, one that I know that is near and dear to this person's heart, Washington Seminar 2021. And here to talk about that is Marilyn Green, and she has raised her hand. I'll let Pam send her the invitation to unmute.
Hello, everyone. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. Well, I was sure I could be heard because, as our state president said, Washington Seminar is one of my favorite things to talk about, one of my favorite things to experience. And those of you who have been to the Hill with me know I bring plenty of energy with me to the Hill. So I'm very excited about next year's Washington Seminar. As many of you know, we will be going virtual for Washington Seminar, but that does not mean that we will not take the Hill in normal Washington Seminar, National Federation of the Blind fashion. We are still working on the application process for how we are going to do this as an affiliate to bring our members into the meetings. But hopefully within a couple of weeks, that application will go online and we will have more information for you from right here in your home state of Illinois. I know you all are wondering, besides when is Washington Seminar, you're wondering about our co-sponsors. But Washington Seminar will start next year, February 8th. We normally do 3 days on the Hill. So February 8th is a Monday, which would be the Great Gathering Inn. And then we do 2 days, 3 days on the Hill, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we usually have some Thursday appointments and we end in the afternoon. So we're looking to keep that same format for our people who have been before, as well as for new people, to just give you a sampling of how we do it. But I'm sure you all are interested in how we are doing with our co-sponsors. And again, Illinois is doing great, and it's all thanks to the wonderful members that we have here in Illinois who are not afraid to call their member of Congress, to email them, to continue to email them, to go in and make appointments in district and talk to them about the legislative priorities that we have at the National Federation of the Blind. We have H.R. 2086, also S815 in the Senate. That is the Access Technology Affordability Act. We have 11 co-sponsors in the state of Illinois. That is tremendous when you consider that we have 18 members of Congress. I can give you the list if you are interested. We have Mike Bost, we have Rodney Davis, Bill Foster, Jesus Chuy Garcia, Darren LaHood, Daniel Lipinski, Robin Kelly, sorry, I'm reading. Robin Kelly, Rajna Krishnamoorthy, I was trying to read them in alphabetical order, Jan Schakowsky, Brad Schneider, and Lauren Underwood. Those are our co-sponsors for Access Technology Affordability Act. If you are not familiar with that bill, I can give you a little bit of information. It's a bill to create a refundable tax credit for our very expensive hardware and software that we as blind people use every day to live the lives that we want. We have a co-sponsor for our Senate bill, the companion Senate bill, which is S815. Tammy Duckworth is a co-sponsor for that bill. So excited about that. We also have HR 3929, which is the Greater Access to Independence Through Non-Visual Access Technology. The GAIN Act, say that a few times really fast. Illinois' own Jan Schakowsky is one of the originating co-sponsors. So excited. Congresswoman Schakowsky has been a wonderful friend to us here in Illinois, and we plan on keeping it that way and getting her to co-sponsor more of our bills in the future. We also have all of our students in the room will tell me the number because it's completely blanking out of my mind right now. but we also have HR 5312. It is, yes, HR 5312, Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education. We have two co-sponsors on that bill, Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamoorthy. That is my federal legislation report for you today. I look forward to seeing you all during the rest of this convention, and I look forward to seeing you all when we take the Hill in February. If we have time for questions, I'm open to that because I know I talked really fast, but there was a lot of information to get out.
Thank you, Ms. Green. We appreciate your presentation. We know that we are all looking forward to Washington Seminar 2021.